Dobar dan iz Srbije, iz Beograda. Pozdrav svim učesnicima ove međunarodne konferencije. Nastavit ću na engleskom. My topic is struggle against neocolonialism in multipolar world. And the title would be How to annihilate neocolonial networks within state structures. I would start with the statement of President of Republika Srpska, Mr. Milorad Dodik, who said recently that the happiest country in the world is United States of America because it does not have U.S. ambassador. It was on the occasion of the millionth statement by U.S. ambassador to Bosnia and Herzegovina, who openly supports one entity, Bosnia and Herzegovina Federation, and openly attacks and discredits Serbian entity. The same goes for unofficial, non-elected, and non-approved by the UN High Representative to Bosnia, Christian Schmidt, who at the same time comes from the country whose Minister of Foreign Relations is extremely illiterate and dumb, Annalena Baerbock, green-painted Nazi. Or British ambassador, or Dutch ambassador, or French ambassador, or Italian ambassador, or every EU Commission official. All those people are instructed to behave and act as if they were entitled to the entire world's affair and destiny. The same happens in the occupied Serbian south province of Kosovo and Metohija, which can be compared to the situation and behavior of Western so-called officials in Bosnia. In these two spots, the arrogant and neo-colonial style behavior of Western officials is the most visible, although it is also visible in other parts of Balkans, which are still not sucked into NATO or into its political wing called European Union. There can be a long list of international agreements, contracts, accords, which were mediated by Collective West, or Collective West was the patron of them, under the disguise of so-called international community, which actually consists of EU, UK, US, and their minions Japan, South Korea, Canada, Australia, and New Zealand, Wahhabis in Sarajevo, and false Muslims among Shqiptars in Kosovo and Metohija. It is very interesting to note on this occasion that after the old masks were fallen last February in 22, it became obvious that only fake Muslims support Collective West against Russian special military operation, and there in Sarajevo and in occupied Kosovo and Metohija. Not to count Daesh and other terrorists, Salafists, Takfiris, and Asia and Africa. To mention just a few international agreements and accords signed and mediated by so-called international community and supported or advertised by unofficial pillars of every state. Oslo Accords, which were supposed to regulate relations between State of Palestine and Zionist entity. Dayton Agreement, which was signed also in the U.S. military base to regulate peace and relations between two entities in Bosnia and Herzegovina and Republic of Srpska. Brussels Agreement between Serbian state and temporary administration run by terrorists who declared unofficial independence from the state of Serbia and their patrons from the West in occupied Serbian province of Kosovo and Metohija. Minsk Accords to regulate situation in Donbas region after several colored revolutions organized by the West in Ukraine and after the coup in 2014. JCPOA, which U.S. withdrawn from, but still blackmails Iran with it. If we know how those accords and agreements were deliberately signed, but also deliberately violated by the Collective West and never meant to be fulfilled, and how the Collective West has hidden behind legality of those agreements and accords, we can have a good starting point on a global level how Collective West operates. Then it can be concluded that it operates in the same manner with the countries it openly or silently occupied. The first step is to locate and recognize all those unofficial pillars of governments and then destroy them depending how they are built, who installed them, and how they operate. would like to outline several unofficial, illegal and illegitimate power sources which collective West creates in neocolonial style and use them to prolong its hegemony. If we can agree about the existence of three pillars of state power and administration in the terms of imposed but also accepted Western European notion of the democracy, we also have three illegal, illegitimate, or simply to say criminal pillars which keep Western hegemony not to fall apart. The first or fourth unofficial pillar of state administration is gathered in so-called independent agencies and bodies which are embedded into the official system of administration, covered by laws and bills and led by Western minions or the traitors of own state and people. The notion independent is misused here, and agencies and bodies are always the grey state infrastructure which comes packed with Western globalistic-oriented government. After collective West installs its official government in a country, the so-called independent bodies and agencies are created, misusing the state administration and mechanisms, and are actually detached from the state itself, but serve to some others. Those independent bodies are entitled to judge, to norm, and to regulate social relations within a country, often in collision with the state constitution and legal system, create state of affairs which goes in line with Western occupiers and their egocentric policy of exclusivity and exceptionalism. Exceptionalism is sometimes connected only to George Soros, Jewish by origin and Nazi by choice, but it's not only him. He is just a puppet and stock speculator who works on behalf of neocolonialism. A part of him, there is lots of them of that or similar kind. Bilderberg Group, Rockefeller Foundation, Transparency International, Medicines Without Borders, UN Alliance of Civilizations, World Economic Forum Davos, Atlantic Council, Trilateral Commission, National Endowment of Democracy, IRI Institute, USAID, Council of Foreign Relations in US and the UK, Tavistock Institute from London, and networks and or interconnected NGOs, citizen associations, so-called civil society. Just an example, Trilateral Commission operates in Serbia under the name of East-West Bridge, NALED and others. The fifth unofficial or second unofficial pillar is NGO sector, which claims to be non-governmental, which is partly true. It is not the governmental part of the state where it operates in, but is governmental by the state which sends it. For example, in Serbia, the most active countries who install their governmental envoys to act like non-governmental are USA, UK, Holland, Sweden, Norway, France, Australia, Switzerland, Canada. Most of those NGOs operate as a network of meshing globalist organizations. The sixth pillar is made of so-called international organizations, which actually misuse the notion of international, because they represent a small portion of international, actually, again, the same countries and their structures, so-called collective West. Their attempts worldwide to try to abolish the colonial powers with the argument of some delusional deep state, which operates undercover, but the rest of state administration is called normal. But this is not the case. This is an attempt to whitewash the colonial power of their responsibility for the carnage which occurs all around the world, thanks to their destructive and human methods to try to preserve their colonial power and criminal way of administration, both in their own countries and abroad, in the countries they occupied, colonized, and ripped off. There is no any deep state. There is collective West, which hides behind this deep state, and it acts like a supreme world power, acting in plain sight or acting undercover through unofficial pillars of power. The three illegal, illegitimate, and criminal pillars of state administration mentioned above have to be annihilated in every country, depending on their shapes and no forms. It is very important to create mechanisms and install patriots and loyal state employees within official state administrations and to introduce law and legal mechanisms in accordance with Constitution to limit those unofficial and criminal pillars within state structures or abolish them. One of the good foundations to initiate the process can be the fourth political theory by Professor Aleksandr Geljevich Dugin. The 4PT can be a good starting point for every country to regain its sovereignty and power in order to expel the unofficial and criminal but legal crooks, pirates and sodomites from the society and state affairs. Thank you.